Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or dsw.com.
All right, the trade market is ramping up around the NBA, and we're starting to see kind of where this positioning is going from a lot of players around the league. You mentioned it. De'Aaron Fox of the Sacramento Kings, he is forcing his way out, and the Kings are expected to open up these talks. But as Sham Sharania says, there will be plenty of suitors, but it's believed that Fox has a target destination in mind ahead of 2026 free agency. Bum, bum, bum. So basically what that is saying is, hey, if the team that I don't want to be on comes knocking, then you only get me for a year and I'm leaving in 2026.
Yeah.
Bye.
So, and the team that I have heard that he wants to go to is San Antonio.
That would be filthy.
Yes.
That would be absolutely filled. And look,
I will tell you this real quick right now. De'Aaron Fox is not the only one trying to get there. There are a number of players in the NBA that look at Victor Wembanyama and go, that man is it. If I tie my wagon to him, that my legacy is going to rise. And Fox is basically trying to be the one to get there first.
So he can take up as much of the money as he can?
Well, not just that, but like if you get there and you succeed, you can be the guy alongside him.
This really isn't a dramatic shift, but it seems like the aggressiveness to, hey, I'm only going to one or two places, that's a big issue with trades in the NBA especially.
But if Fox is willing, and here's the thing, I agree. My pushback is if a guy does go to unrestricted free agency.
Mm-hmm. What,
like LaMarcus going to the Spurs, he earned it.
Yeah.
He earned it.
Yep.
I get it, but if he's flagging to it, Donovan Mitchell tried doing this with Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Then the new CBA came, and he went, oh, crap, I can't force myself anywhere.
Well, and that's the interesting part is everybody is saying that how restrictive this is going to be in the trade markets. Well, what is Sacramento going to be able to get out of San Antonio for De'Aaron Fox on this one-year rental that he is probably going to give a wink, wink, nod, nod?
I mean,
it's
it would
going to be more.
If he went to a team that like San Antonio where he wanted to stay, I would imagine you would probably look at some combination of picks, Devin Vassell, their point guard, and the salary necessary. So probably like a Harrison Barnes coming back to Sacramento.
Right. Like, I mean, and this is where Portland, though, if they're going to be aggressive and they want to get in on deals and trades, mm-hmm. this is when you got to be able to do it.
If bigger salary moves are happening, this is the opportunity.
Because I've also heard that the team that's going to be in town tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks, they're looking to bring in a third star to Milwaukee, which this collective bargaining agreement was, I mean, there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. The reason why it is as punitive as it is because they said, we do not want to have teams with three stars anymore, yet Milwaukee seems to be the one that wants to pull that.
To an extent.
That's going to take a lot of teams, though,
well, not
to make
just
something
that
happen.
Owners, more than anything, wanted a hard cap, and the ramifications of the hard cap with the aprons is these aprons. As it pertains to the Bucks, Chris Middleton is basically going to be a guy who only plays at home. Like, that's the situation his ankles are in. He's just not viable enough. The Bucks, if they're going to make a move, are going to have to include their 2031 first, unprotected, which was a very sought-after asset, just like in the same...
A la Phoenix, because Phoenix opened up the floodgate for that.
Yep, and they got three ones in return, but they were all the least favorable from Danny Ainge and the Jazz, or the Jazz slash Cavs slash Timberwolves ones. But the Bucks are trying to move Pat Connaughton to get them under the second apron, which would allow them to make moves with less than like being within a dollar kind of situation. That's the punitive nature of the CBA in general. But, you know, they're looking at attaching Middleton plus that one. You know, could they go get a Zach LaVine? You know, could that be something that makes sense for them? And the question is, like, number one, they probably need one more creator because Chris just can't be that. But they also need a defender. And LaVine is not that. And
yeah, because so you like, still have a backcourt with Damian Lillard, who is he has improved from what I think a lot of Blazer fans refuse to give him credit for being here. But he is still not a plus defender by any metric.
No, he's figured out on the offensive end, though. Like, they, him and Giannis are finally...
Oh,
like,
they are
humming.
Yeah.
They both had 35 apiece last night. Yeah. Like, they are...
They're rolling right now.
For the last probably 6 weeks, 2 months, they have gotten on the same page. And offensively, they are a problem to deal with. And it's a 1-2 punch that is just... If literally anyone joins them on any given night... And that's the thing is, like, can they be... Can the greatness of Giannis's defense and can Brooke Lopez hold? Because they're also looking for another big. Like, that would be, like, I think they're looking at a guy like a Charles Bassey from San Antonio, just a backup big that could eat up some minutes. Because old Bobby Portis, like, he's, I love Bobby, but he's more offensive minded than defensive.
Punch.
Yeah, he literally. But poor Mirotić. I mean, his face got caved in. Don't
poke Bobby Portis.
Go search for that smoke.
Mm-mm, you may not like what you get on the other end.
Him and Jordan Poole can both start a support group.
Yikes.
Don't start smoke if you don't want that reaction. But yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Here's the thing. You also had Jake Fisher and Mark Stein had the Toronto Raptors checking in on Brandon Ingram. But this is what I've talked about for weeks now. Nobody is going to do anything until we got inside 10 days. We're inside 10 days. And here's the thing. They're going to have these discussions.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the likelihood of stuff getting done is still slim to none because of the implications that come along with it. But you're hearing things heating up. This is the kind of thing that you want. Now, whether or not they get done, I still fall on the side of unlikely, particularly with these massive transactions outside of Jimmy, just because the nature of those transactions, it's a lot easier to forecast those things over the course of a summer.
For sure.
Than it is in the calendar year. You're worried about this, that, or the other. And owners are like, well, are we going to be in the play-in? Are we going to be in the playoffs? Like, what does this mean for this? Like, because all of a sudden now you're changing, well, do you get playoff payments? Do you have to be in the luxury tax? Like, all of these things that kind of have these machinations all have to match up for a team for it to make sense. And as good as the Kings have been in the sense of, like, comparatively to their last 20 years, they still make brain dead decisions that they pull the plug on things. They, you know, remember the whole thing before they fired Mike Brown was they were, you know, jerking around his contract.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, for the love of God, either fire him or give him the extension, dude. Like, he just took you to the playoffs for the first time in 17 years.
No way. The same organization that forced their G League team to run the up-tempo run-and-gun offense.
And also,
because their kids' middle school team did it.
They also had the play 4-on-5. Had the cherry picker.
Oh yeah, that's the G League. That's what they what they ran.
Yeah, stuff.
That's all they did. They said G League, you're gonna play 4-on-5 on defense. It's about scoring because my middle school son's team does it.
Mm.
Can't believe that's not working.
Mm.
You know,
stuff.
Just how could it have gone this bad?
But
truly, mind-numbing stuff.
Look, if De'Aaron Fox does get moved and there are salary slots, like, if you're the Trailblazers, I think you're hoping you can find a way in there. Like, if a Harrison Barnes type is moved or Trey Lyles, Kevin Herter type thing, like, that's what I think you're trying to look at is find the money necessary and extract a protected first-round pick for, like, a Jeremy Grant. I think that's what you're hoping for.